Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm about the same.
And before we do this week's show, let me clear up the challenge from last time. Start with the words father and mother. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a state capital and a greenhouse gas. What are the words? Well, the state capital is one we pay close attention to here at WAMC, that is Hartford. The greenhouse gas is methane. And shout out to Stu Besnoff and Steve Gottlieb, two listeners who wrote in with the correct answer.
Way to go, Stu and Steve. All right, Ian. It's been a long summer so far, a long year overall. And last Saturday was the day with the longest period of daylight in the Northern Hemisphere. So it feels appropriate to play a game of categories using the word long. So I'll give you a category, and you come up with something in that category that starts with each of the letters L, O, N, and G.
Got it.
Words on road signs in the U.S.
One way.
One is good.
Lane? Is that one?
Yep, lane would work. Also left, limit for speed limit, low on some of them.
Is no a cop-out?
No is not a cop-out. And in fact, that was the first one I thought of too. Also new is on some signs, and you can also get narrow.
I'll say grade for the last one.
That's a deep cut there, yeah. Gear for sort of a similar purpose. Trucks use low gear. And then there's also one that you can get three words from the same sign if you do left turn yield on green. Best picture winning films.
Gone with the Wind is one.
Yes, there are lots of G's. Gandhi, Gentleman's Agreement, Gladiator, Grand Hotel, among others.
Did On the Waterfront win?
That's right. Some of the other O's, Oliver, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and then two from the 1980s, Ordinary People and Out of Africa.
I was just listening to a discussion about on the radio. I'm going to guess Lawrence of Arabia.
That's right.
N, I'm at a loss with, but maybe if you give me the year.
The movie is from 2007, and the award was given in 2008. And actually,
oh,
it's...
I love this movie. No Country?
No Country for Old Men is right, yes.
I was recently debating Berkshire Bureau Chief Josh Landes about that movie because he did a Coen Brothers rewatch.
You mean he got it wrong? Boy, his list stinks, doesn't it? I said it, Josh. Your list stinks. And finally, words in the titles of plays by Shakespeare.
Gentleman.
Gentleman is good. It's the only G, in fact.
Lear.
Lear is good. Again, sort of along the same lines as our first category, you can get three L's in one title. You can get Love's Labor's Lost.
Of?
I'll give you of. There's a much better O.
Othello.
Othello is the O. Good.
Much Ado About Nothing.
Nothing will work. The word noble is in the title of a play called The Two Noble Kinsmen, one of the more popular ones, I would say. The other word that I was referring to earlier, you can get knight for Twelfth Night, or you can get knights from A Midsummer Night's Dream. Well, it only seems like this show was longer than usual. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase long distances. Rearrange the letters to spell two words, six letters and seven letters, that both name things made by pouring a substance into molds. What are the words? So again, start with the phrase long distances. Rearrange the letters to spell two words, six letters and seven letters, that each name things made by pouring a substance into molds. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll see you next time.
We will see you soon.